Let's walk the talk indeed. Let's talk now about the state of readiness of our hospitals in Gauteng. Yesterday, we spoke about those images coming out of Steve Biko Academic Hospitals, and we now know other hospitals are also facing difficulties. I told you earlier that Tembisa Hospital tells us that all of its ICU beds, all of its COVID-19 intensive care unit beds are occupied. We're seeing pressure at George Mukhari. We're seeing pressure at Chris Hani Baragwanath. What is the state of our readiness to deal with the raging storm? We're joined now by Jack Bloom, somebody who knows all about health matters in Gauteng. He's the DA's Gauteng Shadow MEC for Health. Jack, always a pleasure to chat to you. We are speaking, of course, under very, very difficult times. Broadly speaking, what is the state of readiness of our hospitals to deal with this crisis?
Well, I think we're really having a surge now, and the hospitals are rapidly filling up. I must say that I'm disappointed that the Premier last year promised 2,000 extra beds built at existing hospitals. Many of them have not actually been built, and I'm not sure that we have enough staff equipment and particularly oxygen to make sure that these beds can be used. It's very important to realize that, you know, a bed on its own is not any use at all. You need staff and equipment and oxygen. So, look, I think we're in a very, very serious situation. That's why you see them putting up tents in parking lots for a major hospital like Steve Biko Hospital. It's really very distressing.
I mean, from what you can make out, if somebody right now, and we know, as you say, the numbers are going to still increase as holiday makers return from wherever they've been around the country outside of South Africa, we know cases are going to spike in Gauteng. From what you can make out, Jack, if somebody is in trouble right now, what are the chances they'll be able to get, say, an ICU bed?
Well, I think it very much depends where you are and what time it is. You know, a lot of hospitals go in what they call divert.
Yeah.
What I find very interesting is that the peak of the epidemic in July last year, there were 7,500 COVID-19 patients. At the moment, in both private and public hospitals, we've got 4,500. So based on that, there should actually be some spare capacity. But I suspect the spare capacity is in the wrong places. The Gauteng provincial government built 300 beds at the Jubilee Hospital, which is in the far north of Gauteng.
Yeah.
I think those 300 beds should have been built nearer the center of Tshwane. And they've renovated for about 500 million rand the Anglo Gold Ashanti Hospital in the far west rand. And not a single bed there is going to be used. It's 500 million rand that's actually been wasted. So I think the tragedy is that the time we should have used to build new beds in the right places has not been used effectively. And that's why we're getting tents in parking lots and all the terrible scenes and reports that we're hearing from hospitals right around Gauteng.
Let's talk also about the frontline health workers. Their complaint at the moment is that in the first phase, in the first wave of the pandemic, they were all given personal protective equipment irrespective of where they were working in hospitals. Now the focus seems to be on those who are working directly with COVID positive patients. But of course, as we know, we don't always have clarity on why people need medical attention. And so we can't arbitrarily make that decision before we know whether or not people are positive.
Well, yes, that concerns me very much because they have what they call these fever tents that they put out a number of hospitals where people are under investigation. They call them PIUs, patients under investigation, and they're mixing patients who do have COVID-19 with patients who don't have COVID-19. So unfortunately, what we found last year, the experience is that unfortunately, many patients pick up COVID-19 in the hospital itself, as well as other staff workers. And you can't confine it just directly to doctors and nurses who work directly with COVID-19 cases. I think that cleaners and porters and all other hospital staff need adequate protection because sick people go to hospitals, and in the current circumstances, many of those sick people have COVID-19, and we know that the new variant is more infectious. This is worries me a lot because I think that's why we're seeing a greater ascent in cases, is because the new variant is really hitting us hard, and unfortunately, I don't think that our hospitals are fully prepared,
yeah,
as they should have been.
The Premier went on a walkabout at Steve Biko Hospital yesterday. He's giving a press briefing later today. He said he would await the President's address to the nation last night. But based on what you've seen so far, is it your sense that we've got a solid plan?
Well, no, actually, because a lot of the projects that were supposed to be completed, the new beds that were promised last year, have not been completed. I don't think that we have enough staff. There are 40 community service nurses at the Sheraton Claycare Johannesburg Hospital who haven't had their contracts renewed. You know, they're supposed to be placed in permanent posts. I mean, this is just one example of many where we are desperately short of staff. And we're not doing what we can to get that staff. I really think it's not just a matter of beds, but making sure that we have staff, and we're going to have reserve staff, because unfortunately a fair number of our staff are going to get infected. And I'm going to wait for that briefing today. And we have a health committee of the House of Legislature today as well, and ask these questions, because to me, what I see now, I don't think we are prepared as we should be.
To be fair, the Premier makes the case that the new variant of COVID-19 is obviously more infectious than what we saw in the first wave, and therefore he argues we couldn't have anticipated the rate of infections that we are seeing, and that's why perhaps some of what people are experiencing seems to suggest poor planning. Is that a fair point?
Well, I think you know, we already saw what was happening in the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape and the coastal regions, and that was 6 weeks ago, actually. We could see that the second wave was going to be higher than the first wave, and I don't think that we made as much preparations as we could have made. I think, yes, there were different projections last year, but we had more warning than, I would say, Western Cape and Eastern Cape, because we could see what was happening there. Unfortunately, I think the epidemic in Gauteng may only peak in February, and so we're going to go through a very, very rough patch. And, you know, at this stage, of course, we must do everything we can with what we have. And I hope that the Premier today announces a solid plan. And we'd also like to know what's happening about vaccinations in Gauteng. I think that's another issue that we need to hear a lot more of.
Facilities like the Nasrec Field Hospital are already now accommodating patients. We know that they're trying to increase the bed numbers there. Efforts like that, that are specifically around dealing with this crisis, that's encouraging, no?
Well, we'll have to hear what the plans are. The Nasrec facility has been vastly underused. We were paying a lot of money for empty beds. The contract at Nasrec actually ends at the end of January. So I think we need to hear what are the terms for the renewal of that contract for beds that will be used. I'm very concerned that the problem at Nasrec is that you've got beds, but where are the staff for them? Is there enough oxygen for them? As I've said before, it's one thing having beds, but do you have the staff and oxygen and equipment to make sure that they're usable for patients? So I think that's one of many questions I hope that the Premier answers in his briefing today.
Sad thing is, he never quite agrees to come on this show and answer those questions. So hopefully we'll get some of those answers, as you say, at the press briefing today. Jack Bluemore, it's a pleasure to chat to you. He's the DA's Shadow MEC for Health in Gauteng.